D. Stevens Management and Consulting shares how to invest in real estate, 5 tips to get started. 1. Buy rights, real estate investment trusts. Rights allow you to invest in real estate without the physical real estate. Often compared to mutual funds, they're companies that own commercial real estate such as office buildings, retail spaces, apartments, and hotels. Rights tend to pay high dividends, which makes them a common investment in retirement. Investors who don't need or want the regular income can automatically reinvest those dividends to grow their investment further. 2. Use an online real estate investing platform. Real estate investment platforms connect real estate developers to investors who want to finance projects, either through debt or equity. Investors hope to receive monthly or quarterly distributions in exchange for taking on a significant amount of risk and paying a fee to the platform. Like many real estate investments, these are speculative and illiquid. You can't easily unload them the way you can trade a stock. 3. Think about investing in rental properties. Tiffany Alexi didn't intend to become a real estate investor when she bought her first rental property at age 21. Then a college senior in Raleigh, North Carolina, she planned to attend grad school locally and figured buying would be better than renting. 4. Consider flipping investment properties. This is HGTV come to life. You invest in an underpriced home in need of a little love, renovate it as inexpensively as possible and then resell it for a profit. Called house flipping, the strategy is a wee bit harder than it looks on TV. It's also more expensive than it used to be, given the current higher cost of building materials and mortgage interest rates. Many house flippers aim to pay for the homes in cash. 5. Rent out a room. Finally, to dip the very edge of your toe in the real estate waters, you could rent part of your home. Such an arrangement can substantially decrease housing costs, potentially allowing people to stay in their homes as they continue to benefit from price appreciation on their property. Adding roommates can also make a mortgage payment more attainable for younger people. But if you're not sure you're ready, you could try a site like Airbnb. It's house hacking for the commitment phobe. You don't have to take on a long-term tenant, potential renters are at least somewhat pre-screened by Airbnb, and the company's host guarantee provides protection against damages. Renting out a room feels a lot more accessible than the fancy concept of real estate investing. If you've got a spare room, you can rent it.